It's bonus time here on the Gill Connections podcast. In an effort to increase communication, empathy, and understanding around the country, we're going to be running a new episode every day, interviewing a coach, a high school coach from every state, and yes, even you, Washington, D.C., with explaining how the state qualifying system works in their state. We'll be talking with a local state expert on how many classes, private versus public schools, what events, and what is the process? Is it areas, districts, regionals, state meet? Is it a descending order list? Are there fun things that you do a little differently? Like maybe you, I don't know, maybe you do double points for relays. Looking at you, Texas. And then we're also going to get to the bottom of, is it the state meet or do you qualify for states? So check us out every day here in April and May of 2024 as we run through each state with a local state expert. So let's get started right now. All right. Thanks for joining us back here on our adventure throughout the country as we go to every state meet and figure out what in the heck are they doing in each state. And today we're going to right our neighbors here in Illinois, right across the border here, our friends in Indiana. Help me welcome from Pike Central High School, Mr. Chris Kramer. Chris, thanks for being here, man. And thank you so much. Just so grateful for your leadership and stepping up and representing the great state of Indiana today for the podcast.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Why don't we start with, why don't you give us a 30 second, kind of 30,000 foot level introduction of yourself, maybe how many years you've coached in Indiana, maybe some accolades, give yourself some street cred. So someone from New Mexico right now is listening and says, well, why should I listen to this guy for Indiana?
Okay. Yeah. So I'm at Pike Central High School. It's a 3A size school. So in terms of football classification, we've got between 500 and 600 students. So kind of a middle of the road size school, very rural type school. I've been coaching here, teaching and coaching here for 15 years. And I've been coaching track for 10 of those years, with 10 of those being for the boys team. And then the last 3 years, I've also been both boys and girls. So.
Awesome. And you are most famous for being the brother of Eric Kramer, a Gill podcast alum and dear friend of myself.
That's true. Yes, he is my older brother. Yes.
I love it. Well, let's hop right into the Hoosier State here and learn more about your outdoor track and field state meet series. Let's start with, in some states, there is a separate state meet in a governing body for public schools and a separate one for private schools. Most states we're learning, both private and public compete all the way together. What are we doing in Indiana with private and public schools?
Yeah, it's all one class. So there's not multiple classes. It's all one class. Private and public are all in the same class. So everybody's competing against each other in the state. So there is an indoor indoor season that's in March. That's kind of an unofficial, not necessarily recognized by the IHSAA, but it is a small school, large school division. There's two divisions there. But otherwise in the outdoor season, there's just the one class.
So for track and field, it doesn't matter if you have 1500 students or 15 students, there is only one boys team state champion and only one girls state champion in the state of Indiana, correct?
Correct. Yes, correct.
I think that's how we got the movie Hoosiers.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
That's our state is famous for with the basketball. Yep.
Love it. Do we still have a name for it? And what I mean by that, is it still Class A or Division One, or is it just Indiana high school track?
Yeah. It's just Indiana high school track. So
love it. All right.
Well, like I said, in the indoor version, they have the small school and large school division. So.
I love it. Well, this is going to be that. That's one very simple part about this. That's great. Let's move on to how we qualify for this one class, one state championship meet that we're having in Indiana. All across the country, we have different names for the first round: divisionals, sectionals, areas, regionals. What's the first round that we're working on towards getting to state? What's it called?
First round is called sectional, and there's 32 sectionals across the state.
All right, for sectionals, how am I entering? How is Pike Central entering? And what I mean by that is, do I get two athletes per event? Is there a time qualifier? Do I get five of athletes per event? What do I do to get my athletes into sectionals?
Yes, and enter in two athletes in like the individual events, and then one relay team for your sectional. So each school gets two representatives.
No time qualifiers, no auto qualifiers. I get two. So if I've got three great 3,200 meter runners, one of them's going to have to figure out the mile or the half mile or some other event.
Yeah, and there is there's a three participant standard that they have on like advancing if from going from sectional to regional. I have not heard of like anybody having more than two individuals, you know, meeting that qualification standard to be able to advance. I'm not sure if there's an exception to that rule or something, but like let's say that the standard for qualifying or advancing is in pole vault, let's say it's like 14.4. And if you have three vaulters that are, 14.5 or higher, to my knowledge, I don't know that third person makes it.
Got it. Love that. So two per event going into sectionals. And did I hear you say the next round is regionals?
Regionals, yes.
So what do I got to do in sectionals to qualify for regionals?
So the top three qualifiers, the top three finishers in sectional in the individual events and relays, they advance automatically. And then, like I mentioned, there's that participant standard that if you meet that standard, I think in the 100, it was like 10.94 or something like that. If you get faster than that, even though you might be out of the top three, you can still move on to regional. So they fill that there's 16 spots that they fill at each regional that if there's the top three automatically that qualify, plus any of those that meet that standard, they fill that to 16. And then if there's not enough, then there's sort of the at-large bids or whatever you want to call them. We call them callbacks, where if you're not necessarily in the top three, you get a call saying, hey, you still qualified, even though you weren't in the top three.
That's the best name possible. Callback. You got called back to get on back to regional.
Yeah.
So if I get fourth and using that 100 meter example and I run 10.70, but I get fourth, I do advance to the next round because I beat the qualifying standard. Okay. Now I get to regional. So first round was sectionals. Now I get to regionals. What's the next round?
State.
Okay. So now the next round state. So how do I get to state out of regionals?
It's basically the same qualifying. The top three move on, and the same for individuals and relays. And then if you meet that participant standard again, if you move on as well to the state meet. So then at the state meet, then there's 27 qualifiers in each event and relays.
So I can only put in two athletes per team for sectionals. But after that, the athletes do have a time standard along with the play standard so that you unfairly get put in a sectional or a regional where the best two milers in the whole state live. And so you're six, but golly, you still ran 9-10. I'm making up a number there. You still get to go advance on to state beating that qualifying standard.
Correct. Yeah. And there's been situations with that. I know last year with pole vault, there was one sectional that had there was a regional that had several really good pole vaulters and they met the qualifying standard, and there was like the top four or five made it out of that regional. So
I love it. That's good. That's been a theme as we've been moving along the states, is how do we still get our best athletes to the state meet, sickness, correct, place, yeah, depth, et cetera. Yeah. Love that. Okay. Yeah. Well, let's talk about the state meet. Well, there's only one class, so we don't have to worry about different venues. There's only one venue for boys and girls, yeah, Indiana state track meet. Is the venue a college, a high school? Is it always in the same place? Does it rotate? Tell, how many days is the meet? Talk to us about the actual state meet.
Yeah, so it's a one-day meet. Usually, you know, the boys is on one day, girls is on the next day, or, you know, they flip-flop, they alternate, whether it's a Friday, Saturday, you know, boys one day, girls the next day, and then the next year, girls are first, then the boys are second. So it is at Indiana University in Bloomington. And that, like I said, it's a one-day event that, you know, all the trials and finals are all ran on the same day.
So it's a 2-day meet in the sense of the state meet is held a Friday and Saturday, but on Friday only boys events. So that so at the end of Friday night, we've got a boys state, correct, champion, a team. And then on Saturday, it's all girls. Yep. And at the end of Saturday, we have a girls team state champion.
Correct. Yep.
Awesome. Love it. We're learning around the country. A lot of states are including some kind of adapted, unified wheelchair events in their state meet series. Anything like that going on in Indiana?
Yeah, there's a unified track that is across the state that they do have sectional, regional, and state meets. The qualifying is a little bit different. They advance as a team instead of individually. So the top three teams advance from sectional to regional, and then from regional to state. And then they have their state meet on the Saturday of the weekend that the boys and girls state is.
I love that. That's great. It's the most inclusive, yeah, sport in the world. So I love that, sure, we have that in a lot of our states. Now, my next question is there a meet of champions? But holy cow, your state meet is the meet of champions. There is no Division I, Division II, Class A, Class AA, yeah, state champ. We have one 100-meter state champion per boy or girl. We have one pole vault state champion, boy or girl. That is the ultimate meet of champions, my friend.
Yeah, it is. And they did have something where they took some of the better talent, whether, you know, at state qualifiers, basically, and go like to Michigan or Ohio and do like the tri-state area there and do a meet there. But then last year, I believe, it was just the top juniors and seniors in the state. And we just kind of, we stayed in Indianapolis and had a meet between the juniors and seniors. So, and it was one of those things you had to qualify for, and they took, you know, the top so many for each event.
Love that. All right, let's talk about your events that you have there in Indiana. We can assume you're doing the 1, 2, 4, and 8. Are you doing the mile, 2 mile, or the 1632, or the 15, 3000? What are you doing in those two events?
The 1600 and 3200.
Okay, that's the most common. We're doing the 110 high hurdles and the 100 high hurdles for boys and girls. We're also doing the 300 hurdles.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Relays. We know you're doing the 4x1 and 4x4, because if you're not doing those relays, you're not doing track and field, and then you wouldn't be on this podcast.
Yeah.
What other relays are you doing?
The 4x800 relay.
Yeah. 4x8. No 4x2.
No. 4x2. No.
Got it. Let's go over to the field events. You're doing long jump and triple jump for boys and girls.
Not triple jump.
No.
That's triple one jump. Has been talk, you know, at the state clinics and all that kind of stuff, that there, you know, that would be one thing that they would want to add, kind of along with the 4x200, but it hasn't happened as of yet. So
for boys and girls, you're only doing the long jump, no triple jump for boys and girls.
Right. Correct.
Shot put and discus.
Yep.
High jump and pole vault, of course.
Correct. Yep.
Any other javelin, hammer, steeplechase, multi events, anything like that?
No, nothing else.
Some states after the state meet will do an unofficial state meet in some of those unique events, hammer, javelin, multis, et cetera. Anything like that going on over there?
No, nothing to my knowledge. Yeah.
Love it. If you don't know, no, it's not going on. They would let you know, Chris.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Chris, before we get to some fun stuff, a couple of fun questions here. Anything that we missed, anything we need to make sure I didn't ask or make sure we know about Indiana high school track and field?
There's not anything else. You know, like I said, there's some of those events that have been talked about being added that, you know, could be an added thing for the future, but nothing as of now. So
awesome. Perfect. I love Indiana. You are straight forward. One class, get it done. I love it, man. That's track and field at its best. I do love that. All right, Chris, help us settle an argument, at least in your neighborhood, your culture, your program. How do we say we made it to state? Did we make it to state? Are we trying to qualify for states? Is it the state meet? How are you saying that there?
Yeah, so there's kind of a story behind it. There's a gentleman that used to do the announcing at the regional meet at Evansville Central. And that's where Pike Central goes. And then when I was in high school at Southridge High School, we were also down at that regional. And, you know, from when I was in high school to whenever this guy stopped, he would announce the results. He would, you know, they go through the top eight. And then whenever he'd get to third place, he would say, and the next three participants have punched their ticket to the state. And so that's what we have always used. So punch their ticket to the state is sort of the phrase that a lot of people in this area are familiar with as far as when they go to that regional. So
state singular, not states, not state meet. You punched your ticket to state.
To state. Yep.
I love it. Chris, you've been a great sport and a great leadership stepping up for the state of Indiana. So you win the prize. You get the magic wand here. If you could change one thing and only one thing in the state of Indiana for high school track and field that you think would make it better, what might that be?
I think having the tournament system be more of a two-day system where you have like the trials for field events or the sprint events and those sort of things, have it on one day and then have the finals on another day. Currently, the girls, like for sectional, the girls do the Tuesday, the boys do Thursday. Regional is set up the same way. And then, like I said, the state meet is a Friday, Saturday. So it's set up that, you know, schools are going both days. Typically, you know, there's some schools that share assistant coaches, so they're going both nights anyways. So I feel like that could be something that with a day of rest in between, you know, that we would get better performances on that finals day that could help, you know, just with recognition nationally or, you know, in our Midwest, that we would have some better performances maybe rather than having everything in one day. That could be something that, you know, through the season, most dual meets, tri meets, quad meets that we have, that boys and girls are all at the same meet. So I think having that extra support as well, not everybody, you know, from the girls team goes to the boys sectional, or not everybody from the, you know, vice versa for the boys going to the girls. So I feel like having that two-day system could help get those better performances and also help get more support, you know, because track is probably the most social sport. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, with the camaraderie and things between schools, I feel like there's a lot of, at least my kids, that they go and socialize with the other teams. And then, you know, I feel like with the boys and girls both being at the meet, you know, that can kind of further that as well.
I love it. That's really good. We have shared resources and we share coaching for a reason. So yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me, Chris. Absolutely. Well, Chris, man, again, thank you so much. Thank you for stepping up here for the great state of Indiana. Thank you for what you do as a track coach. And thank you for helping us learn more about the Indiana State Track and Field Series.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.